The coming of Christ is a very rare event. So how do we know when he comes and how to recognize him? This is a very serious and important question, and no one should take this lightly. That is why God has created a system to recognize him. He, God, has sent the scriptures. In these scriptures, he has revealed what he will do in the future. He also prophesies in these same scriptures on how the Messiah, the Christ, will come. To recognize Christ, you have to see if the person who claims to be Christ has fulfilled the prophecies. Are his teaching based on the scriptures, and will they lead to where God has said he wants to take humanity? If a person claims to be Christ, but has not fulfilled the prophecies, and teaches things which are not according to the scriptures, no matter how many miracles he does, or how many powers he might have, he is not Christ. Christ is the one who has fulfilled the prophecies, has opened the book, sealed with the seven seals, Revelation chapter 5, and is the seventh angel who reveals the mystery of God, Revelation 10, chapter 7. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Question number 4. Do you plan to speak to the world via a major interview soon? I do not solicit extra attention from the world, as I have from the elects, as I have come for the elects. If I am sought, however, and what I say may help people, I will be glad to comply. I am here to convey this message to humanity. I would like to give this message to every man, woman, and child. I would like to tell it to everyone, at least once. What they do with it after that is between them and God. Therefore, I will accept interviews and any other communication channels to reach man, so long as my message is given to their audience in its unadulterated form. All men, women, and children should hear this message in its purest form. Number 5. How can we recognize the Antichrist? Well, the first thing is to understand who is the Antichrist. Christ is God. Whatever is not godly, wholesome, is not from God and is Antichrist. Therefore, whatever takes you towards God and is according to his words is not Antichrist. It is from Christ, God. Whatever takes you away from God to the world is Antichrist and is not from God. Now, as Christ represents God, those who take you from the narrow path and take you to the world make you selfish, represent Antichrist. They fight God and his words. They twist God's way to make it look bad and present their ways to be better. The more they win, the worse the state of man will be. Therefore, Antichrist and Christ, God's word, have been on earth from the beginning. They are still here. In this time, however, the battle lines are drawn and the camp of the people in opposition to God have become stronger, and so Antichrist seems to be winning. The end result, however, is clearly prophesied. God will win. Therefore, do not look for Antichrist. Read the words of God in the scriptures and the book which was sealed with the seven seals, the holiest of the holiest, so the last testament. Become those words and teach man the same. Then that Antichrist will be defeated and God will win. Question number 6. Are all the major religions valid according to your teaching? As I explained above, the mystery of God will not finish until the seventh angel comes, Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Therefore, God is a mystery, and no one knows the whole truth until the seventh angel comes. This mystery is what we reveal to humanity. No one can say they know the truth until the seventh revelation comes. This mystery of God is an amazing one. God has seven seals to reveal to humanity. Each seal represents one or more revealed religions on earth in the past 6,000 years. When each of these seals is part of a path, therefore, the only way to know this path is to know all seven seals and their meanings. That is why understanding the verses of Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, and chapter 5 in the Revelation are so important in realizing the legitimacy of our claim and teaching. First, no one will know the whole truth, mystery, until the seventh angel comes, Revelation 10, verse 7. Second, there will be a book which will be sealed with the seven seals, Revelation chapter 5. The two prophecies are now fulfilled. The seven seals are the seven revelations sent by God. These seven revelations cover all major religions on earth. Not only do these seven seals reveal that all major religions on earth were sent by one God, but each of them also reveals a part of the path, the eternal divine path that brings the kingdom of heaven on earth and accelerates human progress to God. Therefore, not only all major religions on earth are valid, have been sent by one God, they each are a part of a greater truth, eternal divine path, which is the salvation of man physically, mentally, and spiritually. It is this understanding and revelation that will bring the unity that man so desperately needs. It will bring the kingdom of heaven to earth and accelerate human progress towards its goal 1,000 times. Question number 7. Would you like to address the readers of News View today with a statement of hope? The greatest statement of hope was given by Christ 2,000 years ago. With a little modification, it is, Christ is here again. Number 8. Is there a prophecy that you would like to share with us? All prophecies are fulfilled and the future belongs to God. I can prophesy one thing for certain, that His kingdom will come on earth. So it is written, and so it will be. Conclusion. I hope you will find a ray of truth in these words. Our hope for man is to follow God. There have been many misconceptions about Maitreya and his mission. Indeed, many people claim to represent Maitreya and have given much misinformation about him. Remember, there is a way to find out the one who is legitimate. 1. Many will come in my name. Compare their words with the words of God. There is indeed one Christ who has fulfilled the prophecies, and many pretenders. Choose well. Well, thank God for this beautiful interview that Maitreya gave. And Salom, and I'll give the mic up to the room. Thank you.